Let's look at John chapter 10 and verse number 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name. Look at this last part. And leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were that he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. You can be seated. Pray for us this morning. Father, thank you this morning for the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. It's that time of year, our Father, when we celebrate the Lord, the fact that you were willing to leave heaven and come down here to earth and give your life for us. Lord, we love you this morning, and it's all because you first loved us. Lord, I pray you to clothe us in our calling, help us to say everything that needs to be said and leave off anything that doesn't need to be said. Clothe us, Lord, in thy our calling, and thy spirit may have free right of way, Lord. Lord, both in the speaking of the word of God and in the hearing of the word of God, God will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm preaching this morning on a simple thought. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. After a while, I've asked Brother Dale in the invitation to sing that song entitled, He Leadeth Me. And I want to say this, oh blessed thought, that he would take time to lead the likes of you and me. Amen. This thought came to my mind this week. I was with a man that I've been in his home several times and prayed with him. He was very sick. He'd been on dialysis for over a year. And all of a sudden, his blood pressure dropped. And he was on a ventilator. I got a call from the family. And they were taking him off the vent last Monday night. So I went to the hospital. And his wife looked across the hospital bed and said, Pastor, would you quote the 23rd Psalm? And we did our best to do that. I actually missed it in one place. And that's okay. That's what 65-year-old preachers do. Amen. I missed it in one place just a little bit. We went back and fixed it, though. Amen. I got on my phone and looked back. I knew there was something that I was missing. And God began to deal in my heart with this little thought. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. That's what a shepherd does. Sheep are not like cattle. You can get behind cattle and you can drive them. They do that in Texas all the time, sometimes on horseback. Nowadays they use four-wheelers sometimes and side-by-sides and things like that. But sheep are not an animal that can be driven. They're an animal that must be led. How many's glad you have a shepherd? Amen. How many's glad he's a good shepherd? He's the great shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. But leading into the first point in my message, he leadeth me. He's my shepherd. The psalmist David in Psalm 23 said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I've got a funeral that I'm going to go by today. A man that I've known now for several years. He was a good man. He loved God. Loved the church. Amen. I'm going to go by and visit with his family. But I'm going to tell you something, beloved. It's a blessing to be able to just have conversations. And you've got this confidence that the person you're talking to is following the same shepherd that you're following. Guess what? If you're following the same shepherd, you're headed to the same place. Amen. Because he's going to lead us, amen, in paths of righteousness. Let me give you this about this here, number one. That is, his leading is personal. It's personal. You say, now, well, Pastor, what if God leads you one way and God leads me another way? It's personal, but it will never contradict the Word of God. Amen. God's leading will never contradict the Word of God. The Bible said to hear to him the porter opened, the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name. Did you see that? The God that named the stars, amen, he knows your name. He knows my name. And he leads us out. And the Bible said when he putteth forth his own sheep. Now listen to this. This is very important. He goeth before them. Amen. Jesus is not asking us to go somewhere where he's not already been. Amen. He's already been that way before. And I think that's important to know that it's personal, beloved, as he leads us and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Do you know his voice this morning? Let me say, his voice will never, never contradict the Word of God. Amen. The Spirit of God will always lead us into truth, into the Word of God. That's where his voice leads. That brings me to the second point in the message today. Not only is his leading personal, but his leading is practical. You say, Pastor, what do you mean by that? It works. He's been leading me since 1987, February the 22nd, 1987. Listen, if something don't work, you just stop, say amen. But you know, I have no desire to stop following him because it works, amen. Just walking with God, it works, amen. It's practical. We see he's leading is personal. The Lord is my shepherd. The second thing, his leading is practical. And we see the Lord in the scriptures. And I'm going to show you this day how the Lord's leading is practical in our lives. In Psalm 25 and verse number 5, the Bible said, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. I believe this morning, listen, it's important for you and I. Listen, if we're going through this Christmas season and God's leading us, you know what we're probably going to do? We're probably going to be full of joy. You know what else we're going to do? Where if he's leading us, we're going to look for somebody to help. Amen. It may be something as simple as opening a door. It may be something as simple as that last thing on the shelf, and you look behind you and there's somebody that wants it. Amen. Saying, here, you take this. Amen. I was in a Dollar General a little while back, and there was a youngin'. The youngin' wasn't kicking and screaming and all that. I don't have much in my heart for that. But the youngin' was bawling her eyes out. And I said to Mama, I said, Mama, what's wrong? And she said, she wants that big thing. It was a big stuffed animal that was up on the top shelf. And I said, oh, okay. And she wasn't, like I said, showing herself. Her little heart was broke. She wanted it so bad. And I said to the lady behind the cashier quietly, I said, how much is that animal up there? She said, it's either $20 or $30. I said, make it $20 and I'll buy it. Amen. And turned out it was supposed to be $30. That's on the manager. Amen. I gave her the $20 and turned around and gave it to that baby. You say, Pastor, that's so simple. I know. It's the simple things. Are you listening to me? I remember being a youngin'. Do you remember being a youngin'? Some of y'all ain't never done without nothing. But I tell you what, I remember having to do without things. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord. Amen. And I wanted to pass it on. His word leads us. Let me give you several things here when his leading is practical and it's his word, the Lord and the scriptures that's leading us. Number one, if God's leading, he will lead us to his pardon. He'll lead us to forgiveness. The Bible said, beloved, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. I tell you what, before I was ever saved, God was good to me. And before you was ever saved, God's good to you. You may be here today and you don't know Jesus, but you know in your heart God's been good to you. You had something good to eat. You had something good to wear. You had a good place to lay your head down. Amen. And now God's given you an opportunity to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's more than any of us deserve. Amen. And to hear the good singing, Brother Dale, about Calvary and hear about Christmas. Amen. What a blessing it is. He leads us to his pardon. The Bible said, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be that go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Glory to God, I'm glad Jesus. You say, Pastor, I feel like I'm being led unto death. It ain't Jesus leading. Jesus leads the life. Amen. He leads the life abundantly here and life eternal there. Say amen. That's the life that he lived. And few there be that find it. Not only will his word lead us to his pardon, but it's his word that leads us to his peace. The Bible said in Psalm 23 and verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know what I've discovered in these years of being saved since 1987? There's times that I lose my peace. Anybody with me right there? Amen. Can I tell you something that all of those times have in common? He wasn't leading. I was doing my own thing, going my own way, going my own speed. Amen. But when God's the leader, there's a peace that will come over you. Amen. You know you're doing the right thing. I made some plans for this afternoon, and on the way to church, I canceled those plans. You say, why, preacher? Because I'm preaching on he leadeth me. Say amen. I want God to lead me. Amen. Making plans to make several visits on Tuesday while it's raining. I want God to lead me. Amen. Do you want him to lead you? If you do, you can have peace. Amen. While this world's turned upside down, worried about the stuff this Christmas season, you can have the peace of God flooding your soul, focusing on the Savior that came into this world and gave his life for you and gave it for me. His word leads to his pardon. His word leads to his peace. Thirdly, his word leads to his path. This is his leading is practical. In Psalm 23 and verse number 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, I don't want y'all to get all bent out of the frame on me this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. If you're a child of God and you've been saved very long, you probably looked at something you didn't supposed to look at. You probably said something you wasn't supposed to say. You probably acted in a manner that you wasn't supposed to act. You probably failed to do something you were supposed to do. You probably did something you wasn't supposed to do. I didn't say that God's people couldn't be guilty of those things, but I will say this. If I'm looking at something I ain't supposed to look at, he ain't leading me. Amen. Say amen. If I'm saying something I ain't supposed to, if I'm pouting around holding a grudge and won't speak to somebody, that's not Jesus leading me. Amen. Jesus leads us to that fellowship of the gospel. Amen. That we have because he died for the church. Amen. He died for our sin according to the scripture. Last week, the young man knows who he is. I had a young man come by the house and I intended to speak to him about baptism next week. Why? Because he's been saved by the grace of God. Well, guess what? He wasn't at the house 5 minutes and I didn't get to speak to him. You don't know why? Because he spoke to me. He said, me and my wife wants to get baptized. When's that baptized? You know what that is? That's obedience. That's how God leads. He leads, beloved, in paths of righteousness. Oh, Slewfoot, that old flesh that you're in will lead in a path of unrighteousness. But our God leads in paths of righteousness. Amen. And listen to this for his name's sake. I'll never forget this, Brother Dale. I was a teenager. And my daddy looked at me knowing that I was driving now. I could be into anything and everything. Daddy couldn't keep his eye on me, amen, anymore. He said, son, I'm going to tell you something. He said, we don't have much. He said, if something don't happen, we probably never will have much. He said, but son, we've got a good name. He said, son, please don't drag our name through the mud. I never forget my daddy, Brother Ben, saying that. Let me tell you something. You're a child of God this morning. You've got a good name. You know what that verse is saying? Jesus is saying, please don't drag my name through the mud. He leads in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. For his name's sake. Want to serve him and follow him. Amen. For his name's sake. And then the Bible said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Listen to this. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. God has a way, beloved, listen, of leading. I heard a preacher say one time that even when he was going to the church, he would ask God what route I should take. You say, Pastor, that's just a little bit silly. I remember a preacher in Bristol. He's in heaven now. There was over 2,000 membership in that church up there. I believe it was Emmanuel Baptist Church up in Bristol. And Brother Howard Robinson, he beloved, would get ready to go visit Brother Mark, and he'd open the door on the passenger side of his car. He'd say, Lord, would you get in? Because, Lord, if you don't go with me, they ain't no need me going. You say, that's silly. I'm going to tell you what it is, beloved. That's a man that understands that he needs a Savior to lead him. Amen. That we can't do this thing by ourselves. Amen. We need that light out in front of us. Lighten up that path so we can follow him that loved us and gave himself for us. You know, several years ago, the Lord put it on my wife and I's heart. Did I say that right? Yeah, I think. Anyway, every time I do something like that, I have to wonder, is my English correct? I know one thing, my fluent hillbilly is. Amen. The Lord put it on our heart, when a missionary comes, do something for their kids. Don't just do something for the missionary, and don't just do something for his wife, but do something for their kids. And I've had missionaries say, why do y'all do that? I said, I want them youngins to know it pays to serve the Lord. Say amen right there. Amen. They do without a lot of things on the road, doing the work of God in the missions. The Bible said there, he teacheth thee to profit. Amen. God will bless those, amen, that follow him. Amen. And then not only is his leading practical, in the scripture he leads us to his pardon, to his peace, to his paths, but then it leads us to his presence. You know what? I feel sorry for people. Listen, I feel sorry for people that have to have a choir to sing to get a little bit stirred up, have to have a preacher to preach to get a little bit stirred up. I tell you what, every now and again, you ought to be able to just bow your head over your sandwich and get a little bit stirred up. And you ought to look down and say, oh God, my bread's not molded. Oh God, the meat's fresh. Amen. Oh God, there's some mayonnaise and some salt and pepper to go on it. You say, Pastor, what's the matter with you? I'm telling you, beloved, if you want to experience the presence of God and the joy of the Lord, don't wait on that $1,000 bill. Thank God for the dimes. Say amen. For the little things that you've got in life. Listen what the Bible said. Thou wilt show me the path of life. What happens when you're following the Lord, when the Lord is leading? He said, in thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. You ever heard anybody say something like, oh, it's just so hard to serve the Lord? Well, let me tell you something. That contradicts the Word of God. The Word of God said the way of a transgressor is hard. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Amen. When you follow the Lord, you get to experience his presence. Mark chapter 9 and verse number 2. Listen to this. After 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John. And he leadeth them, glory to God, up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. You know why some of us, beloved, never understand or experience the fullness of his joy? Because we never get alone with him. Amen. He led them away from the crowd. He led them away from the ministry. He led them away from the world. Led them up into a high mountain where it wasn't nobody but he and them. Glory to God, there ought to be a place in your life where there ain't nobody but you and him. Say amen. You can experience his presence. And then his leading is practical, not only in that his word leads us to his pardon, to his peace, to his past, to his presence, but it leads us to his protection. You mean, beloved, that if you walk in the path that God has for you, that you'll be protected? Let's see what the Bible said. The psalmist said in Psalm 5:8, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. How many knows, beloved, we have some enemies? Say amen. Did you know, listen, I I believe that the Bible said, lead me in a plain path. How many's ever seen a plain path? I mean, it's wore out. Amen. You know what it's hard for the enemy to do? It's hard for them to set a trap in a path that's wore out. Somebody help me. But you get over in the weeds, Brother Chris. You get out of the path and get over in the weeds. It's easy for the enemy there, amen, to set a trap. That's one of the reasons, Brother Jim, they sprayed that Agent Orange in Vietnam. Amen, because they was trying to kill the foliage. They was trying to kill all them weeds and all that brush that was down there because the Vietnamese were setting traps and killing our men. Amen. And then we ended up killing a lot of them ourselves with the Agent Orange. But I'm just telling you, beloved, the enemy is not going to put his trap in that path that's plain. If you get out of that path, that's where it's dangerous. Amen. I've seen some traps that were little, like you would maybe trap a coon with. But I've seen some traps, what they call bear traps. And I'm telling you, the thing's that big around. And it's got a pedal in the middle of it. And if that bear steps on that trap, honey, it's got him. Amen. And I'm telling you, we have an enemy. And the psalmist said, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. He said in Psalm 27:11, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Beloved, we have an enemy. Amen. We actually have more than one. The flesh is not your friend. The devil's not your friend. And beloved, this world is not your friend. We're citizens of another world when we're saved by the grace of God. Let me close with this today. He leadeth me. Thank God. His leading is personal. His leading is practical. His leading is personal in that the Lord is my shepherd. His leading is practical, the Lord in the Scriptures. His leading is promising. We're talking about now the Lord to His saints. Watch this. The Bible said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Yea, listen in Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Listen to this promise. This is what God promised to those that He's leading. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, everybody wants that verse. But let me tell you this. You can't have that verse without the first verse. The first verse in that psalm said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. One little boy memorizing the psalm, it came out like this, the Lord is my shepherd, what else could I want? Amen. I thank God this morning, beloved, that He's leading, and His leading is promising. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. If I didn't have another verse of Scripture, that verse right there would do it for me. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life. I ask you several questions. What is the gift of God? Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When does an individual receive the gift of God? Let me tell you when. The moment they say yes to the Lamb of God and repent of their sin and come to Jesus. Amen. That's when we receive the gift. Well, if you receive the gift when you get saved and something happened that you didn't have the gift when you died, was it eternal to start with? Honey, I'm going to tell you right now, that right there will settle it. Say amen. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Let me tell you, Jesus said a lot of things, but a liar is not one of them. The Bible said God cannot lie. Amen. He gives us eternal life. He said, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Watch this. For the Lamb, Revelation 7:17, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. Listen, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. You say, Pastor, why in the world would you want to stay in that path? Why in the world would you want to stay in that plain path, that path of righteousness, that path of His presence, that path, beloved, listen, of life? Why would you want to stay in that? Because I know where it's leading. I know what He promised at the end of the path. Say amen. A place where there's no more tears, no more death, no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more pain. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a place I want to go. Say amen. And that sounds like a Savior that I want to serve. I can promise you this. When our Lord is leading, you will end up with Him in glory. If He's leading, you will end up with Him in glory. It is not His will, the Word of God tells us, that any should perish. Thank God that He's leading today. He leadeth me. It's personal. It's practical. But it's also promising when the Lord is leading. Listen, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but you know, God's promises were not signed by an auto pen. They were signed by the author Himself. Amen? By the author Himself. Holy men of God spake. Brother Don, you're sitting back here talking about the King James Bible as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen? They were signed by the author Himself. Thank God for that. A little girl was taking an evening walk with her father. Wonderingly, she looked up at the stars and exclaimed, "Oh, Daddy, if the wrong side of heaven is so beautiful, what must the right side be like?" Amen. Ain't that good? Amen. When's the last time you looked up in the stars? Amen. Looked up at the moon. Amen. Looked up at the sun. Looked up at the clouds. Looked up when it's raining. And know that God, amen, loves us. And He gives us all in His time. His leading is promising. I'll share this with you and I'll close in just a moment. In my first film series, Focus on the Family, I shared a story about a 5-year-old African-American boy who will never be forgotten by those who knew him. A nurse with whom I worked, Gracie Schaeffler, she took care of this lad during the latter days of his life. He was dying of lung cancer, which is a terrifying disease in its final stages. The lungs fill with fluid, and the patient is unable to breathe. It's terribly claustrophobic, especially for a small child. This little boy had a Christian mother who loved him and stayed by his side through the long ordeal. She cradled him on her lap and talked softly about the Lord. Instinctively, the woman was preparing her son for the final hours to come. Gracie told me that she entered his room one day as death approached, and she heard this little lad talking about hearing bells. "The bells are ringing, Mommy," he said. "I can hear them." Gracie thought he was hallucinating because he was already slipping away. She left and returned a few minutes later and again heard him talking about hearing bells ringing. The nurse said to his mother, "I'm sure you know your baby is hearing things that just aren't there. He's hallucinating because of the sickness." The mother pulled her son closer to her chest, smiled, and said, "No, Miss Schaeffler, he's not hallucinating. I told him when he was frightened, when he couldn't breathe, if he would listen carefully, he could hear the bells of heaven ringing for him." That's what he's talking about all day. That precious child died in his mother's lap later that evening. He was still talking about the bells of heaven when the angels came to take him. What a brave little trooper. You say, "Pastor, you believe stories like that?" Yeah. You go ahead and do whatever you want to do. You know what? I believe it's easier for a youngin' to believe the promises of God sometimes than it is for adults. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, listen. I don't know when I'm going, but I know where I'm going. Amen. And I'll tell you, there's going to be a welcoming committee. Jesus stood up and welcomed Stephen home. There's going to be a welcoming committee for the children of God at the end of the way. Why? Because He promised, amen. He would never leave us. He would never forsake us. He promised He'd go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. And then He's going to go with us further than that, amen. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Honey, you've got Jesus walking with you. You ain't got nothing to be afraid of. Say amen. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What a blessing that is today. to know. Amen. Listen to what the Bible said, Exodus 13, 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. In that passage of Scripture, the Lord was leading the children of Israel to the promised land. The promised land, I do not believe, is a type of heaven. Amen. I believe it's a type of the victorious Christian life. There's still battles to be fought. And there's still things that we can do for the Lord there. But listen, He was not leading them to the promised land, but He is leading us to a promised land. God has promised, amen, for His children. I thank the Lord for that. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me, you say, Pastor, I've been walking in darkness. Well, if you have, you may still be saved, but I'm going to tell you this, you're not following the Lord. Jesus said, He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. I liken it like this. You know what sheep can do? They can maybe slip in the rocks. Maybe they can fall down. They can even get crippled. Maybe break a leg. They can get tangled up in the briars, amen, and the thorns and the cactus. They can do all of those things. They can get disease. Thou anointest my head with oil. They can get disease. They can get disease in their eyes where they can't see. But I'm going to tell you something about a sheep. A sheep, when they get in trouble, they want their shepherd. Amen. A sheep may fall down and get dirty, but a sheep won't wallow there. Because a sheep understands, beloved, listen, that I have a shepherd that wants to pick me up, that wants to clean me up. Amen. Many times that sheep's leg was broken. Amen. And they would splint that leg, and many times that shepherd would carry that sheep. I don't know if that's you, beloved, but sometimes your heart will be broken so bad you can't walk in that path. But you know what the shepherd will do? He said, you're in that path. Pick you up, put it around his shoulders, and carry you in that same path. Amen. That's what our Lord will do. I don't know about you, but I'm glad He leadeth me. He leadeth me. Oh, blessed thought. Come on, Brother Dale. We're going to sing. I think it's 335 in the book. I'd like for the choir especially to turn in the book and help Brother Dale sing this song. He leadeth me. Thank God He leadeth me. You're here this morning and you're not saved. He wants to lead you to an altar of repentance. You're here this morning, you've got out of the path. You're over there in the weeds. He wants to lead you back into that path. Amen. You're here this morning, you're on the outs with somebody. God wants to lead you to reconciliation. Say amen. Your marriage might be in trouble. God wants to lead you to get that healed. Amen. I'm telling you, our Lord leads in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Father, thank You today for the privilege to be here, for our precious people. God, I ask You in Jesus' name to speak to hearts. God, I pray there be some healing, some reconciling. I pray, dear God, today, Lord, that You would help people that don't know You, Lord, just to run to You. Lord, that You might lead them in this invitation. In Jesus' name, let's stand together.